In Australian news, the Victorian government is attempting to downplay reports of delays in construction and testing of a $15 billion Melbourne Metro tunnel, with a train line now not set to open for regular commuter services until early 2026. The Age reports the government is planning what they call a soft opening of the metro in November of this year for limited off-peak services. The much-delayed and over-budget project was initially slated to be finished by September 2024, but the Allan government has reportedly offered the construction companies over $1 billion if they could finish the project by this June. Victorian opposition leader Brad Batten says the delay and increasing cost of the project is unacceptable.
No one knows when it's going to open, no one knows which stations will open, and no one knows how many trains will be able to go through during peak and off-peak times. How could a government spend billions of dollars and not have the plan ready and know exactly what time those stations are going to open and how often trains can operate? And the government won't come out and be honest on exactly how they've wasted that money. It's too important here in Victoria to understand for every Victorian, where is our money going?